If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden, and it's time now for music. Bonnie Raitt waited almost 20 years before her first number one album. That was 1989's Nick of Time. Today, she's enjoying another resurgence. Her latest album, Slipstream, is her highest charting record in almost two decades, a fact made all the more impressive because it's the first release on her own label.
You know that I need your love. You got that hold over me. As long as I've got your love, you know I'll never leave.
But the road back for Bonnie Raitt has taken a toll. Since her last recording, she endured the deaths of her father, the Broadway singer John Raitt, her mother, and her brother, all within 5 years of each other. When I caught up with her backstage before a performance this week, she said she just had to take a break from recording.
I really just wanted to live and not just recover from the losses and go through my brother's things in the estate. But what I did was that was invaluable was I learned to balance taking care of myself and being a good sister and a good girlfriend and friend to my friends and really listening, not just dropping in, because you can avoid real life by being not just a celebrity, but by being on the road all the time. And I just wanted to be Bonnie Raitt without the capitals, you know. I just wanted to see what it was like to live a regular life. And so I really needed and had the luxury of pulling away and taking some time to really grieve and process, so I know how lucky I am.
But the world is always it slips away in full retreat.
Did you tour in the summer times with your father? Did he do summer stage sometimes?
He did 25 consecutive years of summer stock.
I swear I saw him. I feel like I did at a place called the Melody Top.
Exactly.
In Milwaukee. That my
he played there. Yeah, every, there
Melody
was a
Top.
Circuit where the stars of the shows, and in his case, Oklahoma, Pajama Game, Carousel were his big three. He always used to come out in my California shows and sing Oklahoma at the, you know, Hollywood Bowl or the Greek Theater, and this audience would stand up and sing it with him, and, you know, he'd steal the show every time. And, you know, what of all the incredible duets that I've been able to sing with, you know, John Raitt was still the one that I just shook in my boots just standing next to him. I loved him so much.
The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So
I'm speaking with legendary singer and guitarist Bonnie Raitt. Her new album is called Slipstream. I want to ask a little bit about the title. You know, we were kind of wondering, Slipstream, and I said, isn't that an aeronautical term? Why'd you choose it? I mean, I know now because we looked it up.
Yes, I know.
You tell me why you chose it and what it means to you.
What it means is that it's the kind of ease you get being in the slipstream of people that are going in front. And then it makes your resistance literally, you know, aeronautically or even in a sailboat, you know, you pick up more speed and it's more easy. And I wanted to say that I'm in the slipstream of these styles of music that are always represented on my record. It's not a formula, but I'm honoring those people that I love and whose influence, and I hope that I'm setting a slipstream for those behind me.
You covered a couple of Bob Dylan songs here. Do you ever feel when you are covering someone else, because you almost think of you sometimes as a musical curator, do you ever feel at all intimidated or a bit nervous about covering someone like Dylan?
You know, maybe I should, but I'm so in that slipstream of Joan Baez, Judy Collins, Tony Bennett, my dad. I mean, when they would sing, they didn't look who wrote the song. I mean, they would appreciate it. But, I mean, my great joy is, as you said, thank you for saying it's a curator, because that's how I feel every time I make a record. I should maybe have been intimidated.
No, not necessarily. Have you ever met him?
Oh, yeah. I met him back in my early days at the Gaslight.
And the Gaslight's in?
In New York. Sorry, Greenwich Village. Mm-hmm. That's, and my first gigs of any mm-hmm. note were mm-hmm. there. He heard about me from a waitress there who was a friend, and it was during a period of time after his motorcycle accident where no one had heard from him. She said, you know, that friend of mine wants to meet you. He's heard about you. And she took me to this place, and he answers the door.
Wow.
And he wanted me to come in and play some guitar. So we don't nice. Get to see each other very often, but I've known him since then.
I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep. Somehow my memory's in a ditch so deep. I did so many things I never did intend to do. Get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you.
I know that as rough as the last few years have been, this album is doing really well. You've landed in the top 10 on Billboard, and that has to be very, very gratifying, because this is the first time that you've done that with the record in about, what, 18 years, I think?
This record has jumped out of the box. This was a phenomenal beginning for me, and to have it be on Red Wing on my own label, it sends a really big signal that it's possible to do this on your own and get some traction.
Did you do anything special to celebrate?
Well,
or did you just play another gig in another town?
You know, it was hard to get sleep for various reasons the first couple months before. I mean, we were doing promo in the mornings. So, and then there were six-hour rehearsals, and then you go out with your band and your friends and try to fit in some social life. But then, like all of us, we go online to think we're going to pick up on our emails, and then there's all these great reviews coming in. So I was up till really late, you know, just basking and celebrating with people that were already awake in different time zones. It's like it's a thrill when your product comes out, and not only is it well-received, but it's just selling, you know. I mean, it was fantastic. So I guess what I celebrated was not sleeping.
You were sleeping in your happy home. When you woke up, baby, your life had come and gone. Now you're mystified, standing with the rest of us, who used to rule the world.
I think the time that I remember listening to you the most avidly with the Nick of Time album, of course, beloved album. I was based in Amman, Jordan then. It was the Gulf War, and my ritual between filing, I had some time around 5 o'clock, was to fill a bath, light a candle, and listen to that album.
I'm very, very moved by that.
Don't have to humble yourself to me. I ain't your judge or your king.
I remember one of my colleagues gave this to Queen Noor because of the Queen of Sheba line.
Are you serious? And I must tell John Hyatt that. Oh my gosh, who wrote that song? I mean, that is so fantastic.
Yeah. It
makes
great.
Me so happy that song reached the end of the world in the middle of that. You got out of that time period. I remember
it was my sanctuary.
Wow,
it's been just wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out here. It's wonderful to be part of it, Jackie.
That's singer Bonnie Raitt. Her latest album is called Slipstream. You can hear a few tracks on her website, nprmusic.org. We spoke backstage just before her show at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia, this past week.
It was more than just any old Friday night fight. With your mean left hook and the roundhouse right.
Our program is directed this week by Brent Bachman and produced by Phil Harrell, with Walter Ray Watson, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Caitlin Dickerson, and Beenish Ahmed. Our intern is Michael Tomsick. The technical director is Greg Gavin. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Kalamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And a special thanks this week to activist Rachel Hewitt of the Shakespeare Theatre Company. And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendatc. We're back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great night.